Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Praise be to God. To God be the glory today. Jesus Christ is alive and well, and he is mighty upon the earth today. His work is amazing work, and the work of God and the kingdom of God is marching on. Even in this time of intense and great distress, the kingdom of our God is growing and marching and expanding. And as we all know, his kingdom reigneth over all, and our God will prevail at the end of everything. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, other people believe that today, confess it today, bow their knees to God today, or they will bow their knees and confess the same thing, only when it will not bring them any more salvation. But I would prefer to bow now my knees and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord today, which brings salvation, than to do it when it will not end or profit me nothing. Hallelujah. So you are there today. It is left for you to decide. When will you bow to the name of Jesus Christ? When will you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord? The Bible says with their heart, you believe, and with their mouth, you say, you confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, and you shall be saved. Praise be to God. Thank you for joining me today on Arise and Shine. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for the great grace he has lavished upon us and upon this broadcast, which is now gone for years and years and years. Our God is an amazing God. When we were beginning this television broadcast, both on different channels now, on different satellites, we just said, okay, let's take a step of faith. Let's see how far the Lord will lead us. Nobody would have told me, I wouldn't have believed then that this television ministry will span for years. I mean, pushing even towards a decade. This is amazing. This indeed is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And thank you, our TV audience, and those of you who are there, and those few who tried to support as they could, and how I desire and plead with you in this hour to join us and support this television ministry right from wherever you are watching. The infos are there on the screen. If the world ever needed the word of God, it is now. In fact, with all that is going on now in the world, even financial crisis and inflations, I have sought the Lord to say, if he was okay, you can rest now from this. But instead, it seems there's even more urgency in the Spirit of God to keep sending the word out. There's nothing else more that the world needs now than the word of God. God's eye is on the salvation of souls. God is not coming to restore this earth or heal this earth as we know it. This world as we see is already condemned to destruction. It is going to be revamped by fire. God's only commitment is the salvation of souls, not to save the planet. The planet itself is destined to destruction. Maybe you don't know that, but I want to remind you of that. You know, but anyway, it is very important for you and I and us, those of you who watch us, to really pray for these programs, to join us, and let's bring in this end time harvest. This is only God's main focus is on the salvation of souls, to snatch souls out of the jaws of hell and death and darkness, and that every man should come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and bless and praise you. And Lord, how I adore you and thank you for your great faithfulness, and how I ask you, Father, today, bless this broadcast, O Father. Anoint me, Lord, and speak to the hearts of everyone watching. Bless them, Father. Let the hand and the influence of darkness be bound now. Let your word go forth without any hindrance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look something here at this in the book of Luke, chapter 19. Luke 19 is a story of a man called Zacchaeus. That's where it began. And verse 1 says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. I was there years ago in Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. This man was among the publicans. He was the head of the heads of the tax collector. You know, it's not something that began today. This whole issue of corruption and bribery and people using their position to make themselves rich and wealthy, it didn't begin today. It didn't begin in the first century. It's been there all along. It's as old as sin itself. So here was this man, and he was the head of the publicans or the tax collectors. And the Bible says he was rich, period. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Now, this man had everything, but he lacked one thing. Number one, he lacked stature. His money was bigger than he was. He had more money than if he stack up his wealth, it was bigger than his height. But that doesn't stop him anyway. He was small of stature, but also he wanted to see Jesus. His wealth, his riches, his position in society did not fill up his heart or quench his hunger and thirst. Even though he seemed to have everything, yet he had something that was there very much lacking. He was short of stature. And number two, he wanted to see Jesus. I want you to know today, no matter how much you heap wealth or no wealth at all, or whatever you have, or how you are seen in society, your place, your position, your riches, your academic standard, it will never replace the genuine hunger in your spirit, in your inner man. Money, wealth, riches, material things will never, position and power, your beauty, your fame, will never satisfy the deep longing of your heart. Because you are a spirit. A human being is a spirit. The spirit does not drink wine from France or wine from Italy. It doesn't dress up on special dresses. It is nothing to it. Your spirit man cannot be satisfied with sex, with drugs. No. In fact, the more you take those things, the more your inner man cries out because you are a spirit. Now, your mind, your soul, your ego, your flesh, like as if they're in paradise. But the real you doesn't feed on these things. The human spirit cannot be satisfied with physical or material or mental things. So that is why you can have everything, seem to eat everything, drink everything, and still deep down in your soul, you feel naked and broken and crushed and empty and useless. This is why many times people end up taking their own lives because they wonder, I have a yacht on the sea. I have a private jet over there. I have diamond. I have gold. Women bow to me. Men bow to me. I'm the richest man in town. Why do I feel useless and miserable and naked on the inside? I can eat whatever I want to eat. I can drink whatever I want to drink. I can wear whatever I want to wear. People bow to me. But how come inside of me, I'm a wreck? You can never satisfy your inner longing of your spirit with anything material or physical or mental or whatever. It cannot, because you are a spirit. So this man was rich. He was wealthy, but he desired to see Jesus. And you can misinterpret that inner desire of your heart. You can misinterpret it. That thirsting, that longing, that yearning to come to reality, to come to know the Savior. You can try to satisfy it with meditations, with all the isms of the world, with all this religion, that religion, or even try to satisfy that inner cry of your spirit with the desire to do good. You know, let me give to people. Let me give most of my wealth out. That is never, you cannot buy salvation with money. So here was this man, Zacchaeus of a man, well-known,
rich that he wanted to see Jesus. He was small of a stature. And the Bible says, because he was a small of a stature, he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Amazing. So this man, he was small of stature. This is why I like smart people. They'll find a way to get what they want. And so I say to you today, let nothing hinder you from getting that very cry of your heart. You know, you can put on this television and say, oh, some black man is talking. Put it off. Something try to stop you off. Oh, I don't like that kind of place. I don't like an address. And all kinds of things in your flesh, in your mind. The devil would use anything on this earth to cut you off from the pipeline of salvation. And I pray for you that that doesn't happen to you. In Jesus' name, listen to me and something great will happen to you today. Zacchaeus didn't want his shortness of stature. Didn't want even what the crowd would say, what people would think if they see such a rich, wealthy man climb on top of a tree. I was there in Jericho years ago and I went to the Jericho and some Arabs were giving me, you know, the seed of sycamore. They said, can you buy sycamore? This sycamore. Remember Zacchaeus, sycamore. And so they were giving me sycamore seed to buy there in Jericho. So this man was small of stature, that he did not allow his position and wealth and riches or what people would think or say about him to hinder him from seeing Jesus. How many rich men today, how many wealthy people today will even humble themselves and go to church? How your wealth, your riches right there, and I can hinder you from listening to what I'm teaching because you think you are too big, you are too great, you are too wealthy, you are too beautiful to listen to such a kind of stupid talking, preaching, man, so where that way come from. And you cut yourself off. Zacchaeus did not allow his wealth and position and power in society to hinder him from seeing Jesus. He went and climbed a sycamore tree so he can see Jesus. And imagine if it is today, it will be on the front page news. Such a rich man, such a wealthy man. Look where he was on top of the tree. And people would prefer to, people like that would prefer to die and go to hell than to make any effort to come to Jesus Christ. They would prefer to perish with demons and evil demons that are talking, whispering in their brain. They would prefer to take the gun and shoot their own brains out and go to hell than to humble themselves, even in their own room or your hotel room, to bow to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, I need you. I want to see you. I am dying slowly. I am dying secretly. I seem to have everything, but inside of me, I have nothing. I am a total ruined life. Remember again, nothing in this world, nothing material, psychological, you know, whatever, will satisfy your innermost being. You are a spirit. You are not mind and flesh. And as a spirit, only something genuinely, truly spiritual, of God, of Christ, can satisfy and save the cry of your soul. I pray that today you will humble yourself and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and experience his saving power. So he went and he climbed up the sycamore tree because Christ was to pass that way. And I pray for you today because many people are climbing the wrong tree in the wrong places. You have to know the way that Jesus Christ passes. You can say, well, I'm from this tribe. I'm of this kind of person. We have our own Savior. That's not where Christ is passing. The only place Jesus Christ passes is through Christianity. Salvation is of the Jews. It's through the Bible, the Holy Bible. This is the way he passes. It is through the preaching of the word. It is through repentance of your sins and giving your life totally, completely to Jesus Christ. You have to know the way he passes. Zacchaeus was a smart guy. If he climbed the wrong tree in the wrong way, say, well, we rich men, we know we have our own way, we go to heaven. I'm going to go and climb on our own way. You can climb the tree of the occult and witches and witchcraft and Satanism and say, well, that's where all the big men go. Well, you perish with the big men. You have to know the way the Jesus was passing. He was passing that way. He was to pass that way. And Zacchaeus, the small man, the wealthy man, he climbed the right sycamore tree in the right part where the Lord Jesus was about to pass. This is the way the Lord is passing. He looks humble, looks childish. He doesn't fit your ego and pride and arrogance or what the world thinks is something that is successful in life. Like this simple gospel, I'm coming to your home. I'm coming to your right there where you are. It looks stupid. This can't be a will of God. It's too small. It is too poor. Look at the kind of man that is talking about Jesus Christ. How can I dare with all my, look at the house we are living. How can I dare listen to such a person? Well, God humbles the proud. This is the way Jesus Christ is passing. He's passing your way right now through this very message today that you are hearing. It looks stupid, but this is the way he's passing. If you will open up your heart to what I'm saying today and let Christ come into your heart, this can be the best day of your life. And it's the sycamore tree he climbed. Look what happened there. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Amazing. Any little step you take to see Jesus, he will take a million steps towards you to save you. Now, his little humility has paid off. The sinful man of Jericho, whom everybody knows and calls a sinner, is now the friend of the sacred Savior of the universe. He despised his place, position, and money and wealth. He stood in the way where Christ was to pass. This is what God is doing all over the world. Through the preaching of the gospel, through dreams, through visions, through revelations, through the work of the Holy Ghost, through even pressures in life, to get you and I to the way where we can find salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. You can create your own religion that fits your tribe, fits your class in society. That's your own fabrication. Paul cried and said that he wept for the Jewish people because they have a zeal for God, but not according to their knowledge. They choose to create their own way of righteousness. And they abandon the right way of righteousness. In your own mind, in your own thought, in your own idea, you can say, I have my own way. I have my own idea. We have our own club. And you can have some great guru who is ahead, and you compare him with me. Compare that our guru, our great, well-known, respected pope or whatever, bishop, whatever you call it. I don't know what it is. Or guru. How can that? That must be more better. It can't be. This is too childish. But God brings down the proud and he gives grace to the humble. Without humility, you will never be saved. You must humble yourself and follow the right way of the Lord. Zacchaeus did that. Just imagine Christ come there and put the focus on this wealthy, rich man of Jericho. He put him on the spotlight when he stood by the tree there, by the sycamore tree, and said, hey, Zacchaeus. And the entire crowd got their eyes on the tree. Wow. Who is there? The rich man of Jericho, the tax collector, the chief of the customs. And now, the puppet of Rome. And he said, come down. Today, I will be in your house. If you would come down from the hill you've climbed to from the place you've put yourself up above God, above anything, where you've, in your own mind, you are, nobody's like me. What I have achieved by my own hard work. I didn't need God to get all these things done. Well, everything you got is going down now. Fire will burn it in a moment. And nothing can save your soul. If you are there today, then the Lord is speaking to you through what I'm saying. I want you to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ right now and say, Lord Jesus, like Zacchaeus, maybe miraculously you turned on this broadcast. Don't turn it off. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to see you. I want to encounter your saving power. I seem to have everything, but I have nothing. Come and save my perishing soul. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish. Perish forever. Perish eternally. But will be saved. Jesus said he came to save. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to save you. He came to save me. The same way he found me one day, years and years ago. And I have never been the same again. This is your day. This is your hour. This is your moment. The Messiah is knocking at the door of your heart. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. You have only hell to lose. You have only shame and sin and death and demons and destruction and fear and bondage to lose. You have everything pure and clean and holy and perfect and heavenly to get. Jesus Christ is coming to your heart today. You may know peace for the first time in your life. If you say, Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, you who died on Calvary's cross for my sin, you who were buried and on the third day, you rose from the dead, you are alive, you're the Son of God, come into my heart right now, Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive me my sins and save my soul and make me your own, oh Lord Jesus Christ. And here is this wonderful and amazing Savior. He did not just pass by. He knew the man is a sinner. He knew he's lost. He knew he has lived wickedly. And he identified with him even in his sin. The same way Christ identified with me in my sin to bring us out of sin and wash us in his blood and make us new creation in Christ Jesus. And he said, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. What a blessing when Christ can come into your home and all the demons there will just zoom, they will disappear. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. It is the way to receive Jesus. Make haste and come down. Come down from your own imagination. Come down from your own mountain of religion and doctrines and dogmas and traditions and rituals, thinking you are saved, thinking that you are going to heaven when you're going to nowhere. Your faith is not based upon the Bible. Your faith is not based upon obeying the very word of Jesus Christ. And any faith which is not based upon that is not the faith of Christ. It's not the faith of God. It's fabricated. It is not genuine. It is not true. It is not pure. It is not of God. It is human things. It is the religion. Make haste and come down. From your own ideology, your own philosophy, your own psychology. Way, oh, I have my own way. I say I have my own way. I do. That your way is not the way of salvation. Our own way. The Bible says all of us have turned our own way. That's what sin is you turning to your own way, your own idea, your own philosophy, your own psychology. And that's it. You are turned your own way. Hallelujah. And so he made haste and came down. And look what happened. And came down and received Jesus Christ joyfully. Receive Christ today joyfully, with great excitement, with abundance of joy. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. You know, everybody around will say, we know that woman, we know that man, we know what he done, we know what he did in the past. Even in the churches today, you can see what some brother did yesterday, but don't know what he's doing today on his knees. You can see what he did by 11 o'clock in the night, didn't know what he did by midnight, how he cried all that night and said, Lord, have mercy on me. So they all know about what he had done in the past, but now they're not trying to see what he's doing now. Now he is welcoming the Savior into his house, into his heart. Oh, that man is a sinner. We know all that he did. The time passed. But now he's doing something totally different. It does not matter what you have done. If you will open up your heart today and now and receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life, all you've done in the past will be wiped away with his blood. He'll give you a new page. His blood will wash away all your sins and will bury them in the sea of forgetfulness. Today is a day of salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And listen, my friends, the time of the Gentiles is about to expire. You better get saved now or never. You have no more time. We have no more time. The earth is burning. The earth is sinking. There's war. There's crisis. There's virus. There's famine. There's things unimaginably is happening. These are all pointing to the end of the age. Today is a day of salvation. If you hear this voice today crying to you, please don't say tomorrow. Don't say next week. You may not have next week. You may not have tomorrow. Nobody has promised you tomorrow. You may be dead tomorrow. Nobody knows when or how. Christ is coming. Now is the time to fall on your knees and say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, save my soul. Stop procrastinating. If you lose this moment, you may not find it again. Many in hell have had a chance, but they lost it because they were saying, oh, next time, or next week, or this preacher always comes on stage. It doesn't matter. Let. No, do it now before you get out of the house. This is the time. And so they laughed at him. They were angry that Christ went to see meet with this man, this public, well-known sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by force, accusation, I restore him fourfold. When the grace of God and the love of Christ melt the hardened, stubborn, rebellious, and covetous heart, it changes everything. It can turn a killer into a gentle man. The gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation. It can melt every hardness of heart. The gospel of Christ, the presence of God today can melt. You can see, while you're watching me, listen to me now, you can be shocked that you are crying, that tears come out of your eye. You are a strong macho man, but this simple message has melted your heart. The gospel of Christ, as you are hearing this word, the gospel, the power of God is melting your heart. It is a normal thing to cry when you hear God speaking to you. God is touching your heart today. Come on, pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I have heard your word. I can no more resist the truth. I am a sinner. I am lost. I am on my way to hell. Lord Jesus Christ, only you can save me. I have tried morality. I have tried religion. I've tried to be good and good and good, but it has never cleansed my conscience from guilt. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Cleanse me with your own blood. Save my soul now. I give you my heart and I give you my life. I believe in my heart and I say with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming to my heart today. From today, I belong to you and you belong to me. Praise be to God. Friend, if you have prayed a prayer with me today and God has touched your heart today through this message, please write or call today. We're going to send you some materials and help you to find a local church where you are so you can be able to be planted in the Word of God and grow in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What you've received today is the beginning. There's more God has for you. So write today, call today. We'd like to hear from you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you till we see you again. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sins. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe He died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.